Hey, you're tuned into Wednesday Drive here on BFM with Johnny and Big Hungry. We've got a special guest in the studio this afternoon.
He's got his thought face on. Nice lean. Is this basically your studio face?
Sleep in your bed, mate. You know what? Yeah, hi. Hey, everyone. How's it going?
Good evening.
Pretty good. It's good to have you around the studio at this time of the day and or night.
Hey, the privilege, the pleasure, the experience. I'm just happy to have it all, really.
This is exciting for me because as a BFM listener, I used to tune in and listen
to him!
Angus
Kiss
Thunder.
Him.
And get very excited. I'm a great fan of your broadcasting style.
Well, it's what it's all about, you know. I mean, you know, we give and we receive, and you guys have been, you know, pretty consistent for the past wee while, so always happy to come and be a part of what's going on up here.
The last 20 minutes, though.
Sweet.
Not so much.
Bit average, but, you know, I've been distracting you.
Actually, just sorry, on the last 20
Cam's
minutes.
Cam's been forcing faces into armpits and things.
You know, how I was just showing
bully.
John how much I've been sweating today, and he appreciated it.
That's what we do.
They're going troppo. Look, we've gone and given it to Gareth. He just needs swim trunks, a guitar, rum daiquiri, and a joint to go troppo. I would like to give it to the person that's texted in 24 Rhinex and 3 tabs, but there's no name.
I got an entry to my phone.
The text right after that is, don't shave with a machete. Have tried it. Didn't end well. I kind of want to give that person
a phone. That's also great. I got a private text to my personal mobile saying, a Shanghai.
Which is actually just an out of this crazy way to say slingshot.
A magnet, Lemba's bread, a blade.
Is that just Vogel's, but a different type?
I don't know.
No, it's Lord of the Rings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Tolkien.
Broofax. Not sure what that is. Some sort of spread or filling.
I have newt. What are we doing here? Is this a voodoo thing?
And a urine to water converter.
Can't you just use a sock for that?
All you need is like a cup and like a little bit of plastic. Basically, dig a hole in the ground, hover the plastic over the cup, pee in the something, and then everything's great. Yeah,
charcoal.
Dig a hole.
Oh, there we go. Hello.
People love saving lives.
Kia ora.
BFM. You don't need anything. As long as you drink it while it's warm, you're fine.
Are you talking about the pee?
Yeah,
but what if it?
That makes sense. It's sterile when it comes
serious?
Out. Sterile when it comes out, and if it, you know how it glows in the dark on the ship. If you leave it for a few nights or some shit, it probably starts to change. Yeah, yeah.
What the hell is going on right now? How do you know this, caller?
Years of experience, mate.
Oh, that's you got a gravel in your voice, actually.
I'm older than BFM, mate.
Oh. Whoa!
What?
By 1 year.
Oh, you're 68.
97.
What? No, BFM was born in 69, bro.
Yeah, so you're born in 68?
Oh, 2 years, 67.
Oh, right, sorry.
Summer of love.
It's a happy confusion.
Apparently Koreans are one the day they're born, so it depends on whereabouts in the world
That's
you originate.
Right.
Yeah,
well,
totally.
Nice little head start.
I know.
Hey, thanks for that heads up, man. Next time I need a drink, I'll just pee right into my mouth like an orangutan.
That's the one.
Cheers.
Hey, so what? Just to recap,
John enjoys the conversation
about prize. It. What prize have you given away?
I've gone and I've given to
Spain.
Gareth the trip to Spain. It's a movie. It's movie tickets. Everyone, don't
Gracias.
Nobody freak out.
Hola.
Okay, so we've still got a double pass to Going Global.
Yes, that's correct. We have that's an actual gig. So if you're more of like you want more of a sound experience, this is for you, ladies and gents.
Cool. So should we move it? Steer this
Darren O would like to say hi to Angus.
Darren O, good morning, afternoon, usually here on a Sunday, so you can forgive that.
Give us your BFM history, Angus.
BFM history, wow.
In a nutshell, I know, it's girthy.
It was 2007, I believe, maybe the end of 2006 even.
I think it was the All Blacks had just won the something.
Oh, shit, yeah, well, they were about to. It was the circa that time of the year. So it's about 10 years, really, that I've been involved in the station in various capacities, done a bit of news and The Wire, and there's another phone call.
Should
hello.
Let's do phone calls.
BFM, though. Good morning, afternoon, sorry.
Hello, BFM.
Evening. Is this one stop working?
I can play that game.
It's phone sticky button.
There you go. Right back at you.
Yo.
Actually, caller, you crazy little maniac.
Yeah, anyway, carrying on. Yeah, bit of news, bit of Wire. currently Sunday morning, 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. on a Sunday morning. That is when I'm here these days.
Tagged Sunday Best.
Sunday Best, that's right, yep. And, you know, bits and pieces, talk. We usually take a few calls, not unlike we're doing now. And, yeah, it's, you know, it's what BFM, why wouldn't you, basically?
The calls are the best.
Yes, and we've got music to play today as well. We've got CDs, which some would consider to be old school.
No, it's fantastic,
mate. It's just really, you know, one of the formats that we've got at our disposal, as long as they don't skip, which I don't think they will. Although, yeah, they're all lined up. We've got, so I'm playing some music. And Johnny asked me to do this, you know, he's asked me to come along and select some tunes for the people who are stuck in the traffic and the drive.
Not
and
that
whatnot.
I was against it.
Were you? Is that right?
No.
Well, hey, you know, I've got lots of great music, and I'm sure that even you may appreciate some of
mate,
it, Cam, if you tune in a little bit and stop picking your bum. But let me tell you, the first one, I was talking to John, I was saying, look, John, I've just kind of, it's very, very late in life, discovered, like, I've always known the Jam, Paul Weller, I've, you know, but never actually taken the time to listen to them, just one of those ones that passed me by. And, you know, just kind of found a best of the other day, and then it's on my iPod, Burley, and I was looking at John, I was like, John, should I play, which I had it down to two different Jam songs, because I've just been enjoying them the past week. No album in particular, just the greatest hits. The first one is In the City, and I was going to choose that one, or Down in the Tube Station at Midnight, which is a little bit more elaborate, but In the City, I thought, imagine if I was stuck in traffic on my way into town right now, like approaching the bridge, you know, looking at the lights coming on, and In the City, I thought this would be a perfect time of the day for this track, for anyone that might be unlucky to be stuck in traffic or
well,
otherwise.
Luckily enough to have a car.
So here we are, that's right, yeah, lucky enough to be consuming that petrol. Okay, here we go. The Jam, In the City. I'm stoked to bring this one to you guys. Kia ora, right. BFM, The Drive Show.
Cheers, Angus. Excellent choice.
There we go, The Jam, In the City. Yep, very nice. Hey guys.
Felt good to me.
And that's a new one for you, Johnny. What about you, Cam? Are you familiar with The Jam?
I actually, when I was younger, I had a hat that was The Jam, said The Jam on it, and I didn't know what it meant.
Wow,
but it
cool.
was in like that real gnarly sort of extended font writing that has a vanishing point.
Yes,
you know, that kind
yes,
of thing.
Yes.
Yeah, it was quite grand, and it was a very retro style hat, and I adored it, but I had no idea what it meant.
Well, you know, sometimes that's how it starts, you know, like black Met flag logo, for example.
Yeah,
like,
or how, a remote,
you
know, shirt.
You totally. That's how, what there. It is these days. Hey, I mean, you know, it doesn't really matter where, as long as it gets you where you need to go. That one did especially, I think. And coming up, we've got, well, what have we got? It is,
just we have options. We have options.
14 minutes past six on the BFM Drive.
We still have the, we haven't really... We haven't really told everyone how we're giving away this Going Global double pass, but...
Do you even know?
We'll figure something out sooner or later.
So yeah. Let's just text in, awesome, I used to steal my big brother's jam cassette to listen to that tune.
Wicked.
Nice. Not going to shout out your name so your big brother can... You guys can bro down a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Next Christmas?
Yep. Something for the stocking.
Are we thinking, what's next tune-wise?
Next tune-wise, well, I'm going to bring it right into the present place and time. I got myself a copy of the Swirrrt album. We talked about this the other day, weren't we?
Haven't they got a great brand at the moment?
Oh, my God.
With the Rolf.
They are so awesome. Like, the CD is amazing.
There's a lot of hot rap coming out of Auckland at the moment.
There is, isn't there, just? Yeah. And, you know, this is one of the primest, kind of most prime, premium, primo examples of that particular genre. Of course, yeah, it does firmly fit into that kind of hip hop place, and rightly so.
This
comes
off the brand spanking new record.
Smokey Got Beats. It does. It's track 5. It's called Tonight. It is an example of like, because it's a lot of different kind of styles and a lot of different influences jam packed into that record.
There's a lot of songs. There's about 20 something tracks,
and it's pretty much all killer no filler. I think, you know, like, they are quite something. It just stands up towards, you know, next to all the great stuff coming out of America that I've been enjoying in recent years, you know, like Kendrick Lamar and Schoolboy Q and the ASAPs and all that kind of thing. You know, it's like, it's really top quality, and I'm just stoked to be having it on high rotation in my car and otherwise.
Right on.
Yeah, and this is a kind of a more slow, jammy kind of track, and it's, you know, just an example of the variety of different stuff that they've got in there, because they've got a couple of singles. You guys have played MVP recently, you said, and that's a different one.
Player of the Day, and I played the Ric Flair jam as well. That it stood out because I have a WWF affinity.
Right, of course.
But this one's called Tonight.
Yeah.
Should we lay it on us?
Yeah. Sweat it.
Here you go, public. Enjoy.
BFM.
Got me learning how you won't give me a scholarship. Pimp hand strong, let me powder it. Tongue game strong, you be proud of it. I'm not the type to pass you on to my conglomerate. We can practice making babies on my kitchen counter. It would not be a crime, either yours or mine. With your hourglass body, I can fuck you every time. You so naughty, baby, don't you worry, I ain't telling on you. Ain't a snitch, this dick been dwelling on you. You know that I'ma leave that kitty swelling on ya. Make it rain, baby, here's an umbrella for ya. Driving around the city with nothing in mind. Google Maps, the weather got it buckets and down. I really need to touch on you, I'm suffering now. Until I get a text from you, are we fucking or not?
Girl, tonight, I really wanna fuck.
God, yes, leaps and bounds like a fog step. Bless her divinity. I bestow my power to counter her misery, to replace her with happiness. Happily, she be giving me pleasure. Yeah, she treasure my family jewels. After I deliver, I keep her moving like a mule. Prescribe my love in simple doses. She says she love me, but it's only in the moment. I know exactly how she feels, even though not a single word is spoken. Pussy wetter than the seven oceans. I'm in heaven when I got her open. Chronic smoking, sipping potion. I feel the rush when I'm in a stroking. Conversation on the window, there's no ventilation. In the bed, she waiting, sex until the bed is breaking. You bet I'm patient, she whispered in my ear.
Closed mouths don't get fit.
Girl, tonight, I really wanna fuck.
I really wanna fuck.
Straight, nice to see some Slippery R&B on that album.
Straight out of Stonyhanger.
Great apparel as well. You can get yourself a Stonyhanger.
Shit, yeah. I'm so into them. They are the complete package.
Right on. Right
yeah.
On.
I'm so stoked. Yeah. Well done.
Be proud. Be proud, Auckland.
No, actually, not in your sarcastic kind of...
What? Sorry.
No, hey, okay. Should we start that one off again? That was Split It with Tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sweetie.
How's it going, Cam and Johnny?
Good. What's next?
You want the next one?
Yeah.
Okay, there is another one. I believe it
John's
was
John's always about what's next.
CD.
Anyway.
Well, you know, he's down
can't
with
just,
the kids, isn't he?
Can't just sit around and enjoy the moment.
Okay, well, stop taking those photos and get off the internet.
Stop chasing mountains on your crazy surf.
I reckon around the world and taking breaks and... Oh, God. Hey, I heard one of John's international tales the other day, actually. Perhaps one for another time. But anyway... You're laughing at each other.
Yeah, that's
no, okay. Oh, yeah, no, sorry, I couldn't help it. But hey, no, then this next track, is going back a little bit now, going back in time again. Once again, something that another artist I've discovered, another one kind of similar to the Jam, one that I didn't know about, like when I was, you know, back in the punk phase, you know, every kind of teenage years when
you're
I was heavily involved with, you know, and interested in punk music. And, you know, of course, that's my roots. And this is a band. One of the ones that I didn't pick up at the time, and one of the ones since coming along to BFM that I have become aware of, just like Sweat It come along to me through BFM. And this one, X is are from California, early 80s. Yeah, they're from the they were part of the kind of first wave of punk in LA.
You know how I know it's punk?
What?
I'm looking at it and it's 4 seconds under
two minutes. Yes,
that's,
it is.
That's a great, it's a massive giveaway, right?
Yeah.
Who were their peers in that scene that they would have played with?
Yeah, that's a really good question. They played with The Germs. Do you know the documentary Decline of Western Civilization?
Ringing bells.
Yeah, it documents a lot of that stuff. Early versions of Black Flag, that kind of stuff. Yeah, I mean, I can't actually think of any other examples off the top of my head right now. John Doe. And another very exotically named songwriter as well, in the and I just can never pronounce her name, Xine Kavinka, Savinka or something. It's Polish, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's got a couple of X's, a bit like Shamina, you know, like
yes.
One that you just have to have your hand held the first couple of times. But anyway, I'll tell you how I got into them.
Please.
Speaking of tattoos, before the first time I ever had a ciggy on the balcony at BFM. Speaking of BFM law,
which is not allowed, by the way,
not anymore. No, but in those days you could do it in shadows, you know.
Dairy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Just sneak in store and have a shot and smoke a dairy. Have a shot of tequila and smoke a dairy.
That's what the prize cupboard's for. Anyway, Troy Ferguson. I'm talking about his personal details here now, but he showed me. I had a dairy out there. He was trying to show me how punk he was. I think just to kind of establish who was boss. No. I probably got one of his, but he showed me under his wrist, he had a tattoo. One side is his X, which is about this band, and you know, I'd never heard of them, so I found out about them then. Went and got the CD soon after, and you know, became acquainted with them. And the other one is the serial number for the Stooges Funhouse record, yeah, which is also the favourite of Jack White. And I was already well familiar with that one, I'm happy to say. But yeah, anyway, so you know, another kind of wee piece of history, if you like. X, this is X, Our Love passed Out on the Couch, one of their better known tracks. And all the stuff, all the music that I ever play ever on BFM, it's always speak to me in my life at the time of whatever's going on, you know. So that's kind of what it's all about.
Right on, man. Yeah. I expect nothing less, actually. Here we go.
Out on the sofa, the singing little child who comes out.
BFM Drive.
What a great name for a song. I love Passed Out on the Couch. That was a band called X.
Yeah.
They got in first with that one, didn't they?
Definitely. But surprisingly, kind of can be a wee bit tricky because it doesn't like fit into the kind of English language kind of thing. You know, if you've got a numeral or a kind of funny spelling, you've got to really know what you're doing when you're looking for on the Google, you know, if you kind of have to narrow it down just to that.
Bands have to think about that these days, though.
Yeah, but you should be looking elsewhere, not just the internet. You
this
know?
Is true. Talk to your mates. Listen to BFM.
Go to a music shop, maybe, if there's something worth spending your money on.
Yep. Mm. Have a peruse. One of my favourite things to do is be inspired by an album cover and then purchase it.
Mm.
Maybe check out what instruments are on the record. That can kind of be a dead giveaway for what you dig.
Or play it with players or who produced it or where it's come from. Yeah, of course, you know, and it does kind of like break the golden rule of judging the book by its cover, doesn't it?
But it's not a book.
Yeah, I know, but it's a text. It's a text.
But it's like, if the art's good, it usually means the other art's good, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, you'd like, yeah, that would be, I mean, you know, one would hope so.
The taste is all there.
That's right. Well, we are, after always, the complete package, you know, not just the sound.
Right on.
Are
many bands, we're sifting onto like hard copy scenarios. Mm. Many bands giving away like a little poster with a vinyl these days? I got a Wendy Carlos Four Seasons or Seasons vinyl the other day, and it's still from 1972, and it still had the poster in there.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, I've got John Lennon, Imagine, one like that. And Who Lies at Leeds, yeah.
Are many bands doing that, or is it more just about the coloured vinyl? John, you buy a lot of gnarly vinyl.
Yeah, occasionally get one.
You get a poster?
You mean fold it up in with the record, or like promo material given to you at the counter?
No, fold it up in the record. Yes. Yeah, so you have the crease lines.
Occasionally. It's not often that it makes its way out the record, though, and onto the wall. I'm one of those people that would hoard it.
John's one of those people that keeps like the plastic that their record came in and just cuts down the sleeve area just to get the record out and leaves like the barcode and everything. John's one of them.
I can understand that. Well, you know, like the thing is though that I think just ringing a bell. Damien Hirst did the last cover of Baby Shambles, sequel to the prequel. Although there might have been a more recent one since then, I just can't keep up with them, even though they're a bit slow.
I know the Beatles used to do flexi discs in magazines.
Yeah, the flexi disc. Yeah. Oh my gosh!
Anybody want to bring that back?
To the MP3, but the NME in that.
Hey, back to you, Angus. What else have you got up your sleeve, mate?
I thought if I was going to play anyone music at the moment, I would have to include some Elliott Smith, because you know, at any particular time in your life, there's always an artist that you're like really, really, really into. You know. You just kind of like slowly work your way through the catalog, and over the years, you know, I've kind of done it with David Bowie and Townes Van Zandt. I've done it with, and when I, you know, like listen solidly for nothing else and not much else. And at the moment, I'm like quite often in that kind of get home from work time. You know, you get home and you just want a bit of quiet, feet up, kind of a wee bit. If you're lucky, you know,
if there's a fire,
Something on the stove at least. But I there's Elliott Smith does that for me at the moment, and this is this one is off a record that I think was just re-released. Either or is it the one that was re-released, or was it the other one that we just mentioned?
No, they didn't re-release Figure Eight.
There
has been
either or. Was either or?
I think it's new material, that like new old stock, so to speak.
I don't know. Anyway, but it's what I'm into at the moment. Yeah, Elliott Smith. I mean, what a great. Well, I mean, the musical genius. You know, definitely like a wee bit Beatles-esque.
Troubled soul.
Oh, of course, yeah. But you know, there's no shortage of that in good music, it seems, unfortunately. Anyway, here it is, Rose Parade off Either Or, Elliott Smith, BFM.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Ask me to come down and watch the parade. To march down the street like a Duracell buddy. The weekend away from the cavalcade. Throwing out candy that looks like money. Passing by that all seem to be going the other way. So won't you follow me down to the Rose Parade?
On your toes, boys.
Hey, Angus Thunder, wonderful selection.
Sunday morning style. Good morning, afternoon, evening even.
Good. Hello.
Thank you very much, Johnny.
Good day.
Good day it has been, and it's going to, hopefully be a good night as well. That's if you,
you're going to stick around for the rest of the drive show. We've got about 25 minutes left.
Why not?
We've got all our favourites coming up right after these.
Yep, sweet.
Ah, oh, bugger.
Shite, that was a buzzy vibe to come on into, wasn't it?
Call back, don't be shy.
Don't be scared.
And of course, Magic Factory, working with Gold, album release at Whammy Bar, Magic Factory, The Vietnam War, Tender Moonlight, and Ounce. What a show.
Have you guys heard Magic Factory?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've had them awesome. Up here a few times. Actually, yeah. They're playing at the end of the month as well. We're going to have them out in the little foyer area.
True.
Brand new record out, really great video on the YouTubes you can go and check out of an army of dudes doing rad crap.
Yeah, I mean, you know, anything so heavily Stones influenced is okay by me. It really is.
Yeah.
I mean, this is one case. I mean, a very good example of wearing your influence on your sleeve proudly, and you know, just paying off very well.
Right on. Mm.
There's also come October in the future, the Southern Fork Americana Fest is happening down at the Tuning Fork. Last year when this happened, we were very lucky and we had lots of amazing artists up here. Hopefully this is going to be a repeat, but go check out the BFM website and check out the Tuning Fork's website, because there's a raft of artists, including Justin Towns Earl.
Metaphorical raft.
He's awesome.
It's the Waratahs. I'm just looking for
awesome.
A distance.
I would, if I was going to put these people on a raft, I'd probably have the Waratahs kind of in the middle as like the core strength of the raft.
Mm.
John would be at the back, maybe steering the raft.
Good options.
Coxman.
Well, head to the BFM website.
Out the front.
No,
out
the back.
Check it out.
You are a sailor.
I'd be in the brig.
It's not really sailing.
Get on
rafting,
the oar,
though.
John. Get on the oar.
Does anybody know the best place to go whitewater rafting? I need to know for somebody's birthday.
Hooker
it's
Falls.
Important, actually. Is it?
I don't know. Probably illegal.
I asked people that did know. Yeah. Okay, so.
It's No Rules, No Boundaries, brought to you by the King's Arms Tavern.
Watch. like those wacky waveforms. That was no rules, no boundaries, thanks to the King's Arms Tavern.
Just a quick one for your brain area. And then Angus came in with a strong head nod to Pantera.
Yeah, I Hate God. I found out about them. There's a Vice documentary. It's called the Vice NOLA or some shit. I don't know. I mean, something to do with New Orleans, NOLA. And it basically, the band comes from the same swamp as Pantera came out of in that part of the USA.
You can hear that.
Just down-tuned, sludgy, rippery from the swamp.
Sick.
Yeah, awesome. Album called Confederacy of Ruined Lives. Song called Jackass and the Will of God. Band I Hate God.
And to keep it... Alright, it's bloody sons of bitches.
That's not a very nice way to address the listenership.
I was talking to you and Angus.
Okay.
Now I'm talking to the listenership.
Okay.
I love you guys, nothing.
How you interpret it, Johnny?
What are you doing?
Nothing. Firstly, most importantly, thank you very much for coming in this evening, Angus. Pleasure to have you up here.
Thank you very much. I've been waiting for my invitation, actually. Let's hope it doesn't get lost in the post again.
Thank you. Got your mail, actually? Let me check the
box. Oh, man, I haven't checked my email all week.
No, nothing down there.